going, gone, and found. Japanese media tracked down Shohei Ohtani's home run balls. Shohei Ohtani was about halfway through his home run trot when Taro Abe stood up from his second row seat in the Vin Scully press box and tucked his green scorebook under his right arm. "Let's go," Abe said in Japanese. Abe, a writer for Japan's Chunichi Sports newspaper, was followed into the concourse of Dodger Stadium's suite level by four other reporters from his country. They were on a mission: find the person who caught Ohtani's home run ball. There was nothing special about this blast, which was Ohtani's second in an eventual 8-5 victory over the New York Yankees. The homer was Ohtani's 22nd of the season and reduced the Dodgers' deficit at the time from 3-2. "We have to do this every time," Abe said. Meeting demand. This practice started a couple of years ago. The appetite for Ohtani content was insatiable in Japan. But the two-way player started speaking to reporters only after games in which he pitched. Naoyuki Yanagihara of Sports Nippon and Masaya Kotani of Full Count figured out a solution for their problem. They started interviewing the fans who caught his home run balls. The feature was received well by their readers and gradually spread to other publications. Now, besides the homers that land in bullpens or any other place inaccessible to fans, a group of Japanese reporters will be there to interview the person who snagged the prized souvenir. The hunt begins. Before departing from the press box, reporters usually study replays of the homer to find identifying features of the ball hawk. But in this case, the scramble for the ball was obscured by a short barrier that divided a television cameraman from the crowd. Seniority heavily influences professional and personal interactions in Japanese culture, which is why when we reached the top of the right field pavilion, the two most junior reporters were told to find the ball-catching fan and return with him. Iori Kobayashi of Sports Nippon 25 and Akihiro Ueno of Full Count 27 accepted their fates without question.